Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. You may have noticed, not everyone's rich. A recent report estimated the world's wealthiest 85 people have more money than the poorest 3 billion people. That's not even 1%. 85 people have as much as half the people in the world. So it feels weird for me to say this and then go on promoting $300 million Hollywood movies. So this week, I'm looking at low-budget movies, cheap places to see them, and movies about the have-nots. So despite all the Cassandra-like predictions, Toronto still has rep cinemas galore. Places like The Royal, The Review, The Fox, Bloor Hot Docs, and Big Picture Cinema let you see an always changing selection of art films, indies, retro, second run, and cult movies. But there are other screens too. At one end of the spectrum, there's the Great Digital Film Fest showing at Cineplex beginning next week. No rom-coms, but superheroes like Batman from the 80s, rare science fiction picks like Logan's Run, and Japanese anime like Akira. And for $6 a pop, nice and cheap. At the other end of the spectrum, there's the Super 8 Festival this weekend showing the best of Toronto's art and indie cinema. Go to the8fest.com for details. This week, I'm looking at a Canadian comedy drama about a misanthrope doing errors and a U.S. documentary about a kid who wants to join a particular type of gang. Morning Has Broken, directed by Brett and Jason Butler. A neurotic, troubled man, played by Robert Nolan, leads a normal life in a Toronto suburb. He lives with his wife and his cat, Mignon. On this special day, he has a list of errands to run. Wash his car, return his wife's dress, buy a red velvet cake, simple things like that. He has to do them all that day, or else. So he kisses his wife, lying motionless in bed, she's either asleep, ill, or dead, and sets off. But easier said than done. He can't stand small talk and is deeply irritated by almost everyone he sees. And in this movie, he meets an unusual selection of bottom feeders, douches, nosy neighbors, nasty women, eye-rolling cashiers, know-it-all mechanics, and pushy salesmen. And like Peter Finch in Network, Robert De Niro in Taxi Driver, here's another middle-aged, middle-class guy on the brink. So we get to hear his internal stream of conscience, his muttered rants, and his occasional outbursts. Respect the big screen, he shouts in a movie theater when people start talking and texting during the movie. He stampedes a dad bullying his chubby son, and he goes to a sporting goods store to buy a baseball bat. Uh-oh. Looks like Ford Nation is out for revenge. So what's so special about this day? What is that bat for? And what's he bringing home to his wife? Morning Has Broken is very much a one-man show, and character actor Nolan generally carries it off with the help of dozens of funny, some not so funny, side characters. The pace is a bit odd, with him going crazy one scene and then back to muttering again the next scene. He ends up losing it all and recovering more than once. But what's remarkable about this simple story? Well, this feature dramedy was made last year for $1,000. It was part of Ingrid Veniger's 1K Wave feature film initiative, and that, friends, is very impressive. 12 O'Clock Boys, directed by Lotfi Nathan. This is a documentary about 3 years in the life of an African-American kid named Pug. Pug goes to church on Sunday, has pet turtles, and wears his hair in braids. His mom, Coco, is a former exotic dancer. So Pugnacious Pug says he likes his life in Baltimore. It's a city without earthquakes, hurricanes, or collapsing buildings. He lives with Coco and his sibs in West Baltimore. So this is a neighborhood where you learn the right way to do the wrong things. And in Baltimore, the thing to learn is dirt biking. Dirt biking? Dirt bikes, dune buggies, fat tired cars, and ATVs are the bomb. They zoom down city streets, popping wheelies, revving engines, and generally showing off and having fun as a Baltimore tradition, and Pug really, really wants to join this gang. Problem, it's the Popo, the Turtles, 40, Peaches, you know, the police. You get 50 or 100 young black men in one place and the cops see trouble, crime, danger. The guys in the group see freedom, fun, flash. So it's unclear what exactly the crime they're committing is, aside from potentially reckless driving, but the police don't like it. And the TV news paints it as an epidemic, a horror, an out-of-control crime fest leading to countless deaths, they keep saying. So the cops chase down the dirt bikers using police cars and helicopters. Legally, the city has a no-chase policy. But chase accidents still happen, one of which really disturbs Pug's life. So as his voice changes over the years, so does his vocabulary. He starts using four-letter words, acts tough. Pug wants to earn his bona fides, but will he ever be allowed to join this group? 12 O'Clock Boys is a terrific slice of life doc seen through a kid's eyes. It's filled with sublime, slow-motion dirt bike rallies paired with excellent beats in the background and rounded off with news clips, outdoor interviews, and just people mouthing off. Definitely worth seeing. Morning is Broken opens today. 12 O'Clock Boys starts next week in Toronto, and also opening today is the multifaceted French family drama The Past, as well as the 8fest.com. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.